Hi, welcome to Let's Get Into It.
Hi.
You listeners are in for a treat.
Today, we got an order from Gimlet. Someone who works at Gimlet.
A breakfast order?
Said on Twitter. Yeah, a breakfast order. In that, they need us to do a podcast about what people ate for breakfast this morning.
I eat breakfast every morning.
What was it today?
Let me just prepare you. I do great with breakfast. I eat like 2, maybe 3 breakfasts because I wake up very early, 6 a.m. in the morning. So then I eat a breakfast shortly after I wake up. That breakfast is usually a cold cereal in the summer or a hot cereal in the winter.
Is this what Gimlet wanted?
And then when I get to work, I usually have a banana, maybe a yogurt, and some granola.
I don't feel like those are
Is this what Gimlet wanted?
Multiple breakfasts. I feel like that's one breakfast spread out.
Oh, interesting. Here I was thinking I was more like a hobbit fellow.
Is this what Gimlet wanted?
Jason, you don't strike me as somebody who eats much at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like this. I think about half of this is usable.
Okay.
What are we going to call it? Give me my breakfast? Have you ever heard...
Gimlet my breakfast.
Gimlet
okay,
my breakfast.
Gimlet. Not Gimli.
Not the dwarf
out
of the
Middle
Lord
Earth.
Of the Rings.
What does Gimli eat for breakfast?
Gold coins.
Gimlet has demanded that we make them a podcast about people's breakfasts. Gimli Breakfast.
Give me my breakfast.
With Nick, Tim, and Jace. Hey, guys. Give me my breakfast.
What did you have for breakfast this morning?
Nothing. Next.
All right, guys. Now that I think we got a little more warmed up.
Much like Tim's breakfast in the winter, we're warming up.
It's time to just start in earnest.
Yep.
Gimlet has commissioned a podcast.
Give me that breakfast.
What did you have for breakfast?
I didn't. Next.
Now that we have geared up.
Yep.
Ready to go.
Yep.
What is your breakfast?
It is the meal after my din-din.
Right after or
there's a night of sleep in there.
Okay, right.
Give me that breath. A Gimlet Media production. Starting off with you, Tim. You have a quest.
I have a quest. It is how many hours, HRs, do you need to sleep before you can consider the next meal that you eat a breakfast?
Well, this is something you shouldn't tell your HR because they would fire me. I don't sleep a single wink.
And my axe.
What?
For Gimlet Media.
The job comes first with Jason Oberholzer. Let's kick the microphone over to Nick Douglas.
If I've slept any less than 8 hours, I don't consider it time for another breakfast.
This is Gimlet, Nick. This is not NPR, not a fucking snooze fest of a show. This is the up-tempo Cool Kid Podcast Network for the cool, just a little bit left of center crowd.
Let me tell you a story about breakfast.
Perfect.
It starts halfway through the meal. Half of the cereal is gone. The orange juice is halfway gone. There's a piece of toast. No? Only half a piece of toast. How did we get to this point? Well, to explain how we got here, we're going to have to go back to the start of breakfast.
Take it from the top. 3, 2, 1, marker clack.
Breakfast was on my bros. When I have breakfast, it's with my bro. We make some waffles. We make them from scratch.
Gimlet, what do you want from us?
The dwarf breathes.
What the goddamn hell do you want?
Shot him in the dark.
Guys, let's do a podcast.
Yep.
About breakfast.
Yep.
That nobody has to hit speed up on.
Limber up your mouths. Welcome to Breath, the new breakfast podcast for the world that's in 1.2 speed, the brand new podcast from Gimlet Media. Hi, I'm Jason, this is Nick, and this is Tim. We're here to talk about breakfast. I did not have French toast this morning because I had nothing, but someone in this room had French toast. Who is it? Is it Nick? Is it Tim? Find out right now.
I did not have French toast. I had some cereal and then a banana later on. Nick, what did you have?
You don't use milk, you use yogurt, you use creme fraiche if you're lucky, and you use a little bit of chives.
Hey, bro, where'd you get that creme fraiche from?
Hey, this is Tim from Gimlet Media. Where did you get your creme fraiche from?
Where'd you get that creme fraiche from?
Where'd you get that creme fraiche from?
Where'd you get that creme fraiche from? Where'd you get that creme fraiche from?
Where'd you get that creme fraiche from?
Where'd you get that French is from? Where'd you get that French is from? Welcome back to Let's Get Into It. Now that we've done our contractually obligated talk about breakfast for Jim Jims, we got to get down to some Let's Get Into It business. We come in here today with a very specific purpose. If you remember, the last time we were close to 100 segments, we did a whole episode about getting above the 100 threshold. Now we are close to 200 segments. We're at 196 to be exact. And we're going to push ourselves over the 200 mark. But before we do that, for you new listeners whom we love, who don't know the history of Let's Get Into It, we're going to do all 196 old segments to catch you up. We're going to start at 196, work our way back to the original. You boys ready?
Yes.
Sure.
What network do you know the most shows on?
HBO.
What were you like as a high schooler? And tell me about your summer, also about umbrellas.
I was the kind that collapses like twice.
Finish a minute. 58, 59, 60.
Done.
Secret meaning of Beatles songs.
The song LSD was secretly about a girl who flies through the air. And she wears pretty jewelry. That's made of birds.
Done now.
Blue or green?
Wait, is that like what the humans in Warcraft say when they're done building a house?
I think it's the orc, the goblins, right? They go,
done now.
Are those orcs blue or green?
They're green.
Great.
Blue or green?
Green, we already decided.
We did that.
Turn back time, 30 seconds.
Blue or green?
Green, we already did that. Smack the bomb,
smack the bomb with your palm, Brad.
Smack the bomb with your palm. Turn the fan off while the mic's going. But the fan's already off.
Fuck, how do we do this backwards, guys?
This is really difficult. I think I'm going to redo turn back time 30 seconds, so we can turn back time 30 seconds and then do segment 179, which is turn the fan on while the mic's going.
Great thinking.
And then we can now do segment 180, which is turn the fan off while the mic's going.
This why you're the host.
So first we're going to turn back time 30 seconds.
No, first I turn the fan on, then we go back.
Okay, turn it on. Now we're going back in time 30 seconds.
Yep.
What's the secret meaning of that Beatles song while we're in the middle of it?
LSD.
Turn the fan off while the mic's going. Now, turn the fan on while the mic's going. Nice.
Now go back 30 seconds.
Turn the fan off while the mic's going. Great. Segment 178.
Turn the fan on while the mic's going.
No, that's 179.
We can't do it because if we go back to turn it off, the next one is turn it on.
All right.
There's got to be a way in this segment list to get out of this.
There's got to be a way in the segment list to get out of this.
What if we finish a minute? 58, 59, 60.
60.
No, that didn't help.
The fan's blowing dust in my lungs.
We got to get this fan off. It's killing our
second.
Sound. Okay.
So okay, next, smack the bomb with your palm, Brad.
Smack the bomb with your palm. But that's
now
the fans obviously
that I've smacked this fan that's the bomb.
Push the red button.
On the fan.
We can't do that next because we have to take the things we have in our hands and shake it vigorously.
All right.
In shaking the fan, I turned it off.
But now you have to push the red
button. Now I push the red button and
which is the power button on the fan.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, but then 180. Turn the fan off while the mic's going.
Okay, great.
Okay. Right.
Great. Now we're back to 179. Turn the fan on while the mic's
going. Not if we shut all the mics off.
We beat the podcast.
All right, guys. Basketball! The segment.
Dribble, 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 dribble. Throw! Dunk!
Home run! 177, my favorite kind of creamer. What? I don't cream. So that's up to you guys. Are you coffee drinkers?
I come in my coffee.
176, peeling off the skin. Guys, let's get to the raw muscle of we are. And this is a very exposing segment, so I feel like we should cast lots for who's going to have to get their skin peeled.
That sounds good.
I don't want to do this. One word impressions. Wife.
Bananas.
Oil.
Was that an oi or an oil?
I was an oil.
Is that Daniel Day-Lewis?
Yeah.
Oil.
Like the book. Oil.
I'm an oil man.
There, it sounds like
that Daniel is a Day-Lewis. Full sentence impression. I don't want any part of that.
That's what I'm saying.
A garbage out the seg.
How do you isolate?
Get that garbage out the seg.
Get that garbage out the seg. Can that be segment 197?
Can we make that a song?
We can do all those things.
Get that garbage out the seg. I don't want that your garbage. Dirty seg. Get I don't think garbage. I need an egg. Get I am thinking positive.
Get that garbage.
Do bullets, do they kind of explode you a little?
Depends on if they're hollow point.
Why would the zoo have non-hollow point bullets?
I have a question.
Yeah.
Do bullets kind of explode you a little? What's the next segment?
That'd be 172, worst sound for a podcast.
Oh, okay.
Center Sports.
Hey, welcome to Center Sports. So different from Sports Center. I'm not quite sure how, but I kind of remember the bit.
Hey, Tim.
Hey, Nick.
Did you read a book today?
I did. I read a book. It was called Harambe's Nightmare.
I read the collected fictions of Borges.
And those are right in the center of the zeitgeist. Thank you, Center Sports. Now welcome to Sports Center. Baseball is getting close to the end of the baseball season, rounding off into playoff season. Guys, who are your favorite dinger hitters?
I really like Manuel Jacobs.
Why is it this voice we do?
What do you mean?
What do you mean? It's the Sports Center voice.
It's the sports voice.
Hey, guys.
Yeah, Jason.
There's going to be an apocalyptic future soon.
Get out of town.
No. I'm going to stay in town. You know why? Because what? There's a bunker in town. And I want to get inside of that bunker.
Of town.
No, I'm going to stay in town because I want to get inside that bunker.
Who is in this bunker I've been hearing so much about today?
Well, thankfully, we got a segment to figure out just that.
Well, I can't wait.
Jason.
Yeah, boy.
You let me in that bunker. You got to let us in that bunker.
Oh, I don't know, man. I'm the only one in, and I got a hell of a lot of leg room. Guys, I got real bad news.
What's that?
We're not even back to 150. The wheels are off. All sweating. We are working so hard.
That just means we have to work harder and faster. So,
are we going to do this? Are we going to do this? Let's take a break.
We have to.
A break.
Okay.
Nice to have somebody to come home to. It'd be awfully nice to have my sky so blue. It'd be awfully nice to have somebody to come home to. But until then, I'll have to make do with coming home to you, oh my baby, coming home to you.
All right, guys, we got a hard out in the studio that we got to hit, so we got to bang through 150 segments, real effing fast. And frankly, I'm pretty sure that the top brass at Gimme's are listening to us right now. So let's impress and bang through 150 segments. You guys ready?
I am now, Jason.
Who can do the best voice?
Hey.
Me, first date with Satan.
Hi there, I'm Satan. I like your dress.
Oh, I ordered the salad.
What's your dream outfit?
Naked in front of my class.
How to make coffee for real.
You gotta grind it up, you gotta put it in the filter, you gotta pour hot water over it.
7 second sitcoms.
Hey, Jerry.
Hey, I'm drunk.
Spoilers from a celebrity biography.
Hamilton dies.
Fuck, marry, kill. Hamilton, Hamilton Nolan, Nolan Ryan. Threes!
Terrible theories in world culture. Christianity. 144 Cinema Bowls.
Oh, Jamaica, we got a bobsled team. Our coach is a disgraced Olympian.
John Candy!
2 minutes on romance novels.
How about 2 seconds on romance novels?
Oh, okay. How's your mother?
She's great.
Which races are better than white? 200 meter.
Prank Bang Gold.
Hello.
Ben,
is your refrigerator running?
I'm so unprepared.
Suckers.
Gotcha. See you on the podcast. Bye.
Zip, zaps up.
Zip,
zap.
Stop.
Dumb mashup.
Somebody
once told me. Guys, top five. I'll start. I'm going to go with number one is number five. You laugh, you lose.
If you laugh at my jokes, you lose. Because the jokes are the jokes that you wouldn't laugh at. Because a winner wouldn't laugh at the jokes. Because they're the joke. They're.
What would you like to protest? Ben Gold texting us.
What are your sponsors?
Stamps.com.
Oh, hey. You mail a thing, you gotta go.
Hey, I got a thing in the mail.
Oh, no, here and where you are.
Mail. I got a mail.
It's important that the listeners know that we have a mail.scom scom. It's important for the listeners to know that we have a Stamps.com sponsorship that they have never aired. We've recorded five of them at this point. They haven't aired a single one.
I like mail.com.
Therapy. Nick, how's that therapy going?
How is your therapy going, Nick? Outside of the podcast.
For real,
let's just put it on a pause.
For real, Skrilla, how's that therapy going?
How's the therapy going?
Between you and me and Timmy, how's that therapy going?
Hey, Nick.
Nicky.
Why don't you talk to us about that therapy?
Yo, Nicky Six? Give me a hot six on that therapy.
Hey, yo, Nicholas.
Hey, Chris Kringle.
Saint Nicholas, tell us about that therapy.
Tell me about your therapy.
Tell us about that therapy.
It's going good.
Make your modem sound. Ben Gold's hot tip.
Hello?
We got a hot tip for us, Ben Gold.
Put your underwear in the freezer instead of washing it.
Reading text from Ben Gold.
Let's get into it.
After we called him, Ben texted, good bit, scared the shit out of me. I was just trying to Shazam this vine.
Jason plays.
Jason plays.
Play the
we
Power
ate too
Rangers
much
theme.
Alcohol.
Closing time. You don't have to go home. So finish your Power Rangers episode.
Go, go, Power Rangers.
Go, go, Power Rangers. Go, go, Power Rangers. Go, go, Power Rangers. There's no one stopping you. You've got a lot to do. Go, go, Power Rangers. Never be strangers. Just be Power Rangers, 'cause we need you. We need you so much. We need your touch. Go, go, Power Rangers. Watch out for that danger, 'cause it's closing time. It's time to save the world. Make me laugh.
Is make me laugh the same as you laugh or lose?
Yes.
Well, that's a problem. We can't. That's a paradox.
That's
maybe,
a problem.
Maybe you laugh, you lose is different.
Yeah, you laugh, you lose can't be.
Right.
Because make me laugh is like, that's a victory condition.
Right.
Fuck.
Hmm.
Well, now for make me laugh, we have to do you laugh till you lose.
Now, if we do you laugh, you lose, we have to do make me laugh. Who's
right.
laughing here, though, is the real question.
And who laughs last?
Who laughs the laughers?
He who laughs last laughs
who
loudest.
Hee-haws.
When he laughs at a Goldie Hawn, he pawns his golden
tonight
pawn.
We're here on B-Faw.
I'm out. I laughed.
We're in the questions.
Oh, that's what it is. I now know the difference.
Oh.
The second one is you're eliminated from the podcast as soon as you laugh.
Oh.
But since we did it wrong that time, we have
right.
to switch them around. And so this is now a contest of if you laugh, you're out.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah. Yep. Snips.
Yep.
Okay, we're all out. Oh, shit.
I guess that's the end. How many of these would we have left to go?
We were at 56.
But we laughed.
We laughed.
Yeah,
so we're
we
out.
Can't.
That's it. We can't continue.
So I guess the pot is like...
Plan Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.